So Max, would you help me demonstrate crowded for a minute? Like, stand right next to me and sort of push on me, as if we're like crowded. It's crowded here. You ever had that experience? Thank you. You can join the group. You ever had that experience, Gavin, of being in a crowd and getting kind of shoved around? It seemed like everywhere Jesus went, there was a big crowd of people who always wanted to stand right next to him so they could hear anything he might have to say about God. So there was always a lot of crowding in and pushing and shoving. Sometimes I wonder if Jesus might have had a hard time catching his breath in the midst of those big crowds, men and women and children crowding in around him. One day, he was surrounded by a big crowd, and he was right at the edge of a lake, and he saw two fishing boats, and he thought, aha. And he called out to the fisherman, hey, can I borrow your fishing boat? And he climbed right in. And so the fisherman climbed in too and pushed off from shore just a little bit so that Jesus could sit down in the boat and all the crowds could be lined up along the shore. And this way, nobody was pushing on him so hard that he couldn't even breathe, and everybody could actually hear what he had to say. His words would go across the water, and every man and woman and child could hear all that he was talking about. And so he sat in the boat and he talked to them for a long time, and they paid very careful attention. And finally, when he was done talking, he said to the fishermen, let's take this boat out into the deeper water and see if we can have a catch of fish. And the fisherman, whose name was Simon, said, there's no fish. I fished all night. We didn't catch anything, not one single fish. Jesus kind of gave him a look. And he said, okay, if you say so, we'll take the boat out into deeper water and put down the net. And so that's what they did. And when Simon lowered down his net, he was shocked to feel that there were fish swimming into the net. And the reason he knew that was because the net was getting heavier and heavier and hard to hold on to. He thought, I better pull this net into the boat. There's fish in here. When he started trying to pull it in, he couldn't, it was too heavy for him to lift, and there in fact were so many fish inside that net, the strings were starting to break. So he had to call out to his friends, James, John, come help. So they got in their boat, and they came out, and they started helping pull in the nets and load in the fish, and pretty soon were so many fish in both of those boats, they were sinking way down in the water, like low, only this much between the water and the edge of the boat. Like it was, the water was about to start coming in. And when it got to that point, Simon knelt down right there in the boat, knelt down in front of Jesus and said, I am not worthy. Jesus looked at him and said, don't be afraid. You're working for me now. You're going to be catching people from now on. Well, those fishermen finally made it to the shore, and all the people saw all those fish, and they were amazed by the catch of fish. Simon and James and John left their boats right there on the shore. They left their nets. They left everything behind, and they went with Jesus. They followed him from then on, wherever he went. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer together. Dear God, help us not to be afraid of the blessings you bestow or the changes that you might make in our lives. Give us courage so that like Simon Peter and James and John, we might follow you. Amen. And I think your Sunday school teacher is waiting for you.